Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hey Morgan, I'm trying to figure out what I'm paying for. Like, how you guys got my number and I'm getting charged every month.
So I can try to pull up a charge using your zip code and your first and last name?
75013 Scott Alpert, A-L-P-E-R-T.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment. Could you verify your mailing address?
Preferred 1TX or Press 1.
Your mailing address? The shipping address?
Shipping address? I'm not getting anything.
You would still have to verify your mailing address.
1052 Emil Place, Allen, Texas, 75013.
It looks like this was for a sweepstakes that was entered for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. That sweepstakes enrolled you in a meal cleaning app called Bites Up. Do you recall trying to claim a Dyson?
No. Actually, this needs to go away because I need you to cancel this and refund my money. I never got a Dyson, and it's a scam.
It was a contest entered for a Dyson? You don't recall entering
yes.
that contest or doing any surveys
nope.
and trying to claim a Dyson at the end?
No. Mm-mm.
Yes, sir. No one in your household could have done that?
No, and we have no Dyson either, so.
There was a chance to win
it.
That Dyson. You wouldn't have actually received it without winning the contest.
Oh, that's not what that's hilarious. Yeah, please cancel this right away. What are we paying for? Like, what is this $59 a month for?
It's for a meal planning app called Bites Up. There would have been an email that was
yeah,
sent
no.
to the preferred one, T as in Tom, X like X-ray, at
yeah,
gmail.com.
Yeah, go ahead and cancel this right now and refund the last charge on the 24th.
Yes, sir. So you don't recall entering that contest or doing that subscription?
No.
Nope. And knowing your household could have?
No. We don't have anybody else in the household.
Are you familiar with the phone number 214-515-2054?
Yep.
Yes, sir. So it looks like that was done with that email address as well as that phone number. And you don't recall doing any surveys and trying to claim that prize at the end?
No. Uh-uh.
So we can go ahead and have this account canceled. That stops any future billings. If you don't recall signing up or doing that survey, I would have to transfer you over to fraud.
Okay, thank you.
We do have to let you know we do take credit card fraud very seriously. We do open investigations with the local authorities, and we'll prosecute whoever has placed that order. So we do have to verify
okay,
that
you
are not owner of your household placed that order or did that subscription.
No, I'll handle it with my bank. Thank you.
Yes, sir. So we can go ahead and cancel. Like I said, that stops any future billings. It does
yeah,
look that information
right
that
now.
It does look like that information matches up. So when you dispute a charge to your bank, they'll verify the information does match up and they'll issue a chargeback, which is why I tried to have you offer send over to fraud.
Yeah, that's fine. I just want to deal with it right now. I've gotten charged two or three times. No, there's, yeah, no.
Yes, sir. So if you don't want to be transferred over to fraud, I can go ahead and issue a refund for the latest charge. It takes 3 to 5 days to post. Would you like the cancellation
okay,
number?
Yes, ma'am.
It's C as in cat.
Okay.
92.
Okay.
08.
Okay.
78.
Okay. So you're canceling it and then refunding that last charge it hit?
That's correct. It takes 3 to 5 days to post. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for all my customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.